We're holding Daf Samech Yom Ralf on top. Just to finish the Maisa, the way Mordechai interpreted the Shaila about what the Noshe meant when they said it three different Lashonos of Zovo Yemasi. The Gemara says it's so. Now on top, Vahainu the Tanan. This is how we learn in the Mishnah Shkolim that says Teschiyom Al HaKinim. When they had the Kinim in the special Puskas like that used to put money in the Beis Hamikdash, that they would have them in the Devah to bring Kanim, to bring the birds from. So on top of this Pushka, on top of this Kinim, it was written Pesachia, means opening. What does it mean, Pesachia? The Gemara says the Mordechai. It goes upon Mordechai, the mice we just had.
And Loma Nikra Shemoi Pesachia. Why was the name called Pesachia? She Pesach Tavorim was able to interpret words.
The Darshan, the Yodaya, the Shivaloshan was able to Darshan what people mean. And he knew 70 Lashonos.
At last Maisvi on the Gemara, he interpreted what those three Nashim meant.
So more ask the question, Kula Sanhedrin Ami Yodhi Shivan Lashim.
What's so special about Mordechai? All the 70, all the people Sanhedrin Agadurla knew 70 languages.
The Amar Rabbi Yechanan says,
Ein Moishivim Sanhedrin, you cannot put someone into the Sanhedrin Agadurla, Ella Bali Chochma, a smart person, Bali Mara, a person that looks nice, Bali Koima, a tall person, Bali Zikna, an older person, Bali Kshofim. Somebody who knows how to act against Kshofim about witchcraft, you have to be afraid maybe one of the people there will do Kishuf and try and burn you. So you have to know how to protect yourself. And also, V'yodim Shivim Loshin, you have to know how to speak 70 languages. Why? Because Allah Riz, Shloi Tei Sanhedrin Shemas, the Piyat Togman. Because the Sanhedrin, they have to hear the tainis from the Baal Dvorim himself. They cannot hear from an interpreter. So let's say you have somebody speaking Greek or somebody speaking Spanish. So you have to be able to understand them. So therefore you have to know all 70 languages. So Moshe says, the Chiddush of Mordechai was, Elo Dehevei Bayu Lishnei B'dorish. He was able to mix up the languages and darshan it. And we have before, as she says, Kagoyin Ayin Secher, the Ginas Srifim. He was able to darshan what the different languages put them together. And behind it, that's what it says, B'Mordechai Balshan. It's called him Balshan, means he knew how to speak the different languages and even mixed them up. He understood them very well. Again, so it sounds like Bilshan, as if to say like he knew how to interpret it, even to mix up languages. Now the Mishnah says, Ketzad Hein Oisin, how exactly did they do were the Oisik by the mitzvahs of the Korban Haimer, the Minchas Haimer. So it says that Shluchei Bezdin Yoitzin Ner of Yomtif. The Shliach of Bezdin, you Shluchim, used to go out from Bezdin even before Pesach, on Erev Pesach. The Yoitzin Oisa Krichos to Mechub Lekarko. They would find the exact barley that they plan to cut down on Moitzo Yomtif. And right now in Erev Yomtif, they would tie it together and make bundles out of it like. The Yoitzin Oisa Krichos, they would make bundles the Mechub Lekarko when the barley is still attached to the ground. In other words, it'll be easy on Moitzo Yomtif to cut it down. In order that it should be easy to cut down the barley on Moitzo Yomtif. Now, Kol HaYoris HaSmuchas L'Sham, all the cities that were near this place that they used to cut down the barley, Mitzchan Sais L'Sham, they would all gather together there on Moitzo Yomtif of Pesach, the first day. Moitzo, the first day of Pesach, everybody will come together to watch the way they're doing the mitzvah of Ktzir HaSayimah. Kedeshia Nikta B'Yeshta Godol, that there should be a lot of people there. The Kerum of Pirsa Rav Bishasta cutting down the Yomer. Now Kivan Shech Shecha, as soon as it becomes evening, soon it becomes the night of the 16th day of Nisan, is Omalahem, they would say, is Kol Echod, for the people that are cutting down, they would tell to ask the people of Neir, they would ask the people in the city like, Bo HaShemis, means did the sun go down yet? In other words, is it time to cut the Yomer yet? Oymehin, they would say yes. Again they would ask, Bo HaShemesh, did the sun go down? Omhin, they said yes. Then they said, Magalzu, then the people that were going to cut, asked the people in the city like, should I use this knife? Omhin, they said yes. Magalzu, should I use this knife? Omhin, they said yes. Kupazu, should we use this basket to put the barley in? Omhin, they said yes. Again, they asked the same question. We'll soon see, they asked the question three times, we'll soon see why. Kupazush, I used this basket, I'm in him, they said yes. The Shabbos, let's say the second day of Pesach came out on Shabbos. Oymalahem Shabbos, is like today's Shabbos is now the right time to make the Ksira. So Imer is Leimrin Hain, they would say yes. Shabbos Zu again is today, is this Shabbos, is this the right time to cut? So Imer, Leimrin Hain, they would say yes. Extra, then they would ask, should we cut down now? Then Imrim Loi Kitzor, and the people in the city would say yes. Extra, again, the people that were about to cut down before they cut down the barley, they would ask the people from the Ayoris, should we cut it down? Then Imrim Loi, and they would answer back, Kitzor, yes. Now, Shleisha Pomin, I'll call Dover Vadover. Every question they would ask three times. Then Imrim Loi, and they would answer back, Hain, Hain, Hain. They would answer back, three times, yes, yes, yes. Now the question is, Kol Kach Lama, how come that he asked the question three times with three answers, and how come everybody had to come here? How come it was done with such a big Eisek Gadol, this Ksira Seimer? And the answer is, the Mishnah says, Mepnei Habay Soisim. These were people that were Kaifer and Torah Shabbateh, the only one after Torah Shabbiksav, and they held that Ein Ksira Seimer B'moitzo Yomtif, that this is not the right time to make the Ksira Seimer. They held you have to do it on a Sunday. Machmas HaShabbos, like we'll see in the Gemara. So therefore, to prove to them that they were wrong, the Chumah made this done, the Eisa Gadol, everybody should know that it's not done the first real Mitzvah Shabbos, the first Sunday, but rather it's brought Mitzvah Yomtif, whichever day Yomtif comes out, the first day of Pesach, and that Mitzvah, the second day of Pesach, that's the day to bring the Omer. Therefore, they did it be Eisa Gadol to teach everybody that the Vaisusim were wrong. The other Gemara says, Tanya Rabbanim, we learn like this. Ilin Yoimi, these are the days, this part of Megillus Tainus, these are the days that the Lailas Hanor Bahoin, with Rabbanim, you're not allowed to fast on these days, or Mitzosa, and in some of these days, the Lailas Misbet Bahoin, you're not even allowed to give Hespedim, if somebody's Nifta, you're not allowed to give Hespedim during these days. In other words, these days of Yoimi de Simcha. Now, Meresh Yarcha de Nisan, from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Atimne Bey, until the eighth day of Nisan is like Yom Tiv, is like days of Simchon. Why? Because they took him to Midah. These were the days that the Chumim went over the Baisusim like to darshan to know clearly what is the loch of the Korban Atomic, like we'll soon see. They put the Korban Atomic in Mishpote the way you're supposed to bring it. And therefore, the Loy Lemispa, these days, no one has to pay them. But in Mitimni Bay, from the eighth day of Nisan at Seif Miado until the end of Pesach, Isusiv Choga de Shvua. They put a Yomtiv about the Yomtiv about the Inyan of Shvuas means how to count the Sriya Seimer. There was also a Shaila how to count the Sriya Seimer. When do you start counting? And they made it clear when you start counting. So these days was Lele Mispoid. Also of the Gerst, Lele Sanua. That you can't fast, and that's what Rashi's Goris means. Avol Mispad Rashi says Shori, but to give Hespedim you are allowed to. Lehevi Simcha Yisera B'Shel Atzeres K'B'Shel Tamid. That wasn't such a great Simcha when they won over the Parsha by one to count Shavuos, one to count the Yomer, as if the winning of the Korban Atamid. B'Shem Di Atzeres Lahoy Yishem Rala Divrei Baisusim. Over there, the Baisusim didn't have a clear right to themselves, but by Tamidim they had a right, like we'll soon see. So therefore, when the Chum went over the Baisusim by the Tamid, that was the biggest Simcha. So those days are even also to say Aspedim also. Now the Gemara explains. Meresh Yarchad Nisan from Meshkodesh Nisan, V'yakim Nibbe until the 8th day of Nisan, he took him to Midah. That was when they won over the Aloch is about a Korban HaTamid. Therefore, the Lelumisbet, you're not even allowed to say Aspedim during these first 8 days. Why? What was the Shiloh? The Tzadukim, most of the people did not darshan Torah Shabbateh, the only help from Torah Shabbiksav, they used to say, Yochid Misnadiv Umevi Tomid, that even a Yochid, every single person could bring a Korban HaTomid if they want. Why? My darsh, what did they make the drosha? The Pasuk says, Es HaKever Suechid Tasa Baboika, Vi Es HaKever Sasheni Tasa Ben Habayim, Mash Maloshin Yochid Tasa, you could do, that a Yochid could bring a Korban HaTomid in the morning, and he could bring a Tomid in the afternoon, but it's not considered a Korban HaTziva, it's not one, but whoever wants to could bring it. That's what Tzadukim used to say. Now, Maya Hadru, how did the Chumim win over them? Because the Pasuk says, as Korbani Lachmi Lishai, is Tishmu, you should watch it. Rashi says, Tishmu means Loshin Rabim. That means, Yekulim Boyim Mitrumas Halishcha, that the money should come from the Trumas Halishcha, because the korban atomin is considered a korban tzibur. Therefore, the money comes from the tzibur. So that's how the chomim won over the tzedukim, and that was a yom tif then, yimei simcha. Now, mitim nebei v'yad esayf muada, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, a susav chag adishvuyei. They made like a yom simcha, a chag, that he won over the parasha about shvuas, about counting the sviras ayma. So then these days, l'al misvad, or else the gish shvi l'al eshanu, you cannot fast on these days. What was the shalom over here? Shehoyu by susim, and the batsusim used to say, atzeres achara shabbos, that shvuas has to come out on Sunday. It has to come out after Shabbos. That's when shvuas always comes out. But we'll soon see, because the mikvadim, they hold, you first bring the Omer on the first Sunday of Pesach. So therefore, Shavuos is 7 weeks later. It always comes out on Sunday. That's what they used to hold. So the Gemara says that what happened was that Nitfal Hem of Yechon and Metzaka. Yechon and Metzaka got into the machlokes, got into the argument. He started to talk to them. And the Yomlem, he said to the Baisusim, Shoitim, fools, Minayin Lochem, how do you know to say such a foolish thing? That Shavuos always comes out on a Sunday. In other words, that the Omer, the Mincha Seim, is first brought on Sunday. Nobody was able to answer him. Chutz mizok necher, one older person, shoyim mefat feit kinegdo. He started to start talking, blabbling. He didn't have what to say to too much. And he said like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu oyev Yisrael hoye. Moshe Rabbeinu used to love Klal Yisrael. For Yodei, and he knows shatzeres yom echadu, that Shavuos is only one day. Therefore, Omad Moshe Rabbeinu got up. V'tiknu, and he was misakin, acha Shabbos, that Shavuos should always come out on Sunday. Kedei she Yisrael misangin shnei yomim, that Klal Yisrael should always have like 2 days in a row, a yom chag, like there'll be Shabbos, and then there'll be a Shavuos. So, korolov nikrazeh, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai called upon him this pasuk and said, the pasuk says, ech rosa yom mechorov derech haseir. It took 11 days to travel from chorov to haseir. Now, the Moshe Rabbeinu of Yisrael Hoya, if Moshe Rabbeinu really, really loved Klal Yisrael, if so, lo me'ichram b'midbar b'oim shana, how come Moshe Rabbeinu kept him in the Midbar for 40 years? So, amaloi, so the Zaken said back to him, Rebbe, t'kachot achot, b'kach ata petrani, with this you want into me, amaloi, shaita, like a fool, v'loi teitere shleime shalonu, ke'sicha b'telu shalachem, our Torah should not be like a joke, like words that you're making up. No, the Bechim is not going to tell him, like, your words are some foolish words. You have no muck, you have no rye for it. And we have a wisdom, we have a clear pasuk, we'll soon see. So the kids said, Bechim is not answered him back with this thing about going to the Midbar Rashi. He says, that's just time he was matchim the kash, like he threw him away. And that's not an answer what you're saying. But rather, he said like this, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you should know, Kosu Vechiroim, the one pasuk says, Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, it's supposed to count 50 days. Which is Mashma, you have to count 50 days. So Rashi says, Mashma Yomim, for Lo Shavuos, you have to count days and not weeks. Now, the cost of Echroim, the one pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosa is Tamima is Tiyenu, that you have to count 7 weeks. Rashi says, by the weeks is Mashma, he starts from the beginning of the week. So here it's Mashma, you start counting from Sunday till Sunday, like a full week. And the first pasuk is Mashma, Tish Chamishim Yom, it's not telling the week, it could start even the middle of the weekday. It could start, to start counting the Sefira Sayma. So Ketzah hasn't come out, Kan B'Yom Tev Shechalu Yis B'Shabbos. When the first day of Pesach comes out on Shabbos, and Echanami, Moitzoi Pesach, Moitzoi Shabbos, that's the day they make the Sefira Sayma, and they bring the Yomer on Yom Rishon. So then, Taki, you have a full week, you can count the weeks. But can be Yom Tov Shechalias be Yom Tov Shabbos. But if Pesach comes out in the middle of the week, then you start counting the Svira. You bring the Mincha Seim in the middle of the week, and then it's true, it's not a full week. Then you don't count the weeks. Then you only have to count the days. So that's a proof, not like the Baisusim, that the Svira Seim does not always have to start on Sunday. As if to say that therefore 7 weeks later will be Shavuos on a Sunday also. It's not always totally in the beginning of the week. It depends whenever Pesach comes out, the second day from Pesach, that's the time to bring the Mincha Seina. Now, Reb Lezer Oimer, Ein Tzarech, I don't need this Pasuk. Harei Yuvayim, another Pasuk says, Tispalacho means count for yourself. Meaning to say, Rashi says, Marsh Malachotei Mesura Svira, Svira is given over to you. That means, Svira Tluya, Tispalacho means Svira Tluya the Bezdin. That the counting has to do with the Bezdin. Shem Yoidim Lechadesh Mi Mochros HaShabbos. Which means Mochros Yom Tov. That when you start counting, the day after Yom Tov. When does Yom Tov come out? That's totally when Rosh Chodesh was, when the Bezdin was Kaveh Rosh Chodesh. So the counting has to do L'chor with the Psak of Bezdin. So Yotzes, it goes out from this Shabbos Bereshis, that you cannot say the counting of the Sefirah Seymar has to start on a Sunday, on the Yom Rishon after Shabbos. Because if you count from Shabbos, Shesvirosa L'chol Adam, that Sefirah was given over to anybody. It's not a Din in Bezdin anymore. We know Shabbos Bereshit was given to everybody. There's 6 days, and then there's Shabbos. So if the Svir is telling the days, it's telling always at the start, Yom Rishon, you do not need a Bezdin in this. And since the Pasuk says, Tispo L'chor, it's Mashma telling the Psak of Bezdin. So therefore, when do we start counting Svir HaSeimam? The second day of Pesach. Now, when does Pesach start? On Tes Vav, Benisan. So you have to know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. You have to have a Svir of Bezdin. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says like this, Rabbi Yeshua, Aymer, Omra Torah Manu Yomim, the Kiddush Chodesh. Torah says to count days, and to be Mekadesh, the Chodesh. The Rashi says the Chodesh is 29 days, and then the 30th day you make Rosh Chodesh. Well, it's the 30th, more 29th, but that's why you make a Rosh Chodesh. It is so here also. Is Mona Yomim, count the days over here. The Kiddush Atzeres, and then your Mekadesh, Shavuos comes out, the Yom 50th day is Shavuos. Is so Ma Chodesh, Samach Lebiyosinika, just like Rosh Chodesh. Right before it comes, you could tell, Rashi says like, you always know when to make Rosh Chodesh. You always know it's the 29th day. From the Moilid, you know when to make Rosh Chodesh. Is so Afat Tzeres, the same thing by Tzeres also, Samach Lebiyosinikeres. Right before it comes is Nikar, meaning to say you know when to start counting the 50 to the 49 days. You start counting, Mimochros means the second day of Pesach. That starts from Tes Zayin Benisan. So it's always a Yom Kavua when you start counting the Svira. So that's how we know you have to start counting on Tes Zayin Benisan. Now, V'yim Taimer Atzeres Li'er L'machra Shabbos, because if you're going to tell me that Atzeres always comes out on a Sunday, the first day of the Shabbos, is Hechtein Nikeres Mishlefaneh, like how are you going to know when to start counting the Yomer? You don't know, it's not a day of the month, that's Nikar. So that's a proof to say, you always have to start counting on Tes Zayin Benisan, whether it's a Yerishan or not. Rabbi Yishmael, Lamer Yishmael says, Omrutar the Torah says, Habo Omer bePesach, bring the Omer on Pesach, Ushtei Alechem B'Yatzeres, and bring the Shtei Alechem, you know, it's brought on Shavuos. It is so ma lahalan. Regel utchilas regel. Just like by Shavuos, it's the shtei lechem comes on Shavuos and comes at the beginning of the regel. Is af lalan who adin the minchas omer regel? It has to do with Pesach. Utchilas regel, it comes at the beginning of the regel, meaning the second day of Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseroi Mer, another drasha, that Nema Shabbos Lamalo, Venema Shabbos Lamato. It says Shabbos Lamalo, and it says Shabbos Lamato. Rashi says it says Adi Mochros Hashabbos Hashrius, Vikrafte Mincha Chadosh Dainu Atzeres, Venema Shabbos Lamalo Svatlan Chemirochos Hashabbos. Says the word Shabbos both by Shavuos and by Sviras Aimer. Is Malahalan regular, Tchilus regular, just like by Shavuos. Means the beginning of Yom Tov. Is Afkan also regular? Tchilas regular Samachu. It has to be right next to it. That you start counting the Sefirah Seymar right away at the beginning of Pesach. That's how we know you do not have to wait till the first Sunday of Pesach, but rather the second day of Pesach. That's when you start counting. Toda Rabbanu learned like this. Pesach says Usvartem Lachem Shetei Sefirah Lachol Echad V'Echad. Everybody has to count Sefirah. Saradin Samin Bezdin. Everybody has to count Sefirah Seymar. Then it says, Mimochras HaShabbos, the next day after Shabbos. So we hold the Pshat is Mimochros Yomtif. It means the second day of Pesach, the day after Pesach. Oyeni, maybe not that way. El Mochros Shabbos Bereshis, maybe like the Baisusim Darshan, that Mochros Shabbos means the first Sunday of Pesach. That's when you start counting the Sefer Soima. So Yosef Yudu Aimer, Harei Aimer, the Postit says, Tisbru Chamishim Yoim. Count it 50 days. So it means to say, Kol Sefirus Shatos Sefer Lo Ye'el Chamishim Yoim. Every time you count, it cannot be more than 50 days. The 50th day, that Shavuos means every time you count, it's always the same amount. You never count more. Now, the Yim Taim, if you're going to tell me, Mimochras Shabbos Bereshis, it means to say, you first count the Sefira. On the Sunday, the first Yom Rishon after Shabbos, if so, Pom Mishata Moitze Chamishim V'Yechud, it could be 51 days after Pesach. Pom Mishata Moitze Chamishim V'Shnayim, Chamishim V'Shalosh, Chamishim V'Yaba, Chamishim V'Chamisha, Chamishim V'Shisha, it could be even 56 days later. Like, let's say the first day of Pesach comes out on Sunday, so the second day is Monday, so you don't start counting the Sefira till next Sunday. If so, sometimes Pesach comes, Shavuos comes out 56 days later. And that's not right, because the Torah always says, Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, that the Zman Kavua, that 50 days after Pesach, that's when Shavuos is. We have Yehuda ben Beseroi Mer, Ein Tzarech, I don't need all these Pshatim. Harei Yoim, the Pasuk says, Tisbru Lecho, count for yourself. So it means, Svira Tluy Rebezdin, it has to be a Svira of Tzoli and Bezdin, meaning it's Tzoli in the day of the month. Like we know on Tes Zayin Benisin, that's when you start counting. Yotus Hashabbos Bereshis Shesvirasa B'chol Adam. But we cannot start counting from the first day of the week, from a Sunday, because the Sunday, the days of the week, that's given to everybody. So that's the pshat, how we know clearly the Sefira has to start on Tes Zayin Benisin and not on Sunday. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Mimochros HaShabbos means Mimochros Yom Tov. It means the day after Yom Tov, the second day of Pesach. That's when we start counting the Sefira Soima. You hold now Samech Vav now. Toimi, you're telling me, Mimochros Yom Tov. It means the second day after Yom Tov. Or Yehdi, maybe that the way of Mimochros Shabbos Bereshis. Maybe it means the first Sunday. As a matter, I'll tell you, V'chinema Mimochros HaShabbos, Shevetecha Pesach. Does it say Mimochros HaShabbos in the middle of Pesach? The Pasuk does not say clearly Mimochros HaShabbos of Pesach. If we would have said Mimochros HaShabbos of Pesach, then he could tell me it means the first Sunday of Pesach. The Pasuk only says Mimochros HaShabbos, so there are plenty of Shabbosim throughout the whole year. There are 52 Shabbosim, so we're not going to know which one it means. Say about the case of Shabbos, which Shabbos does it mean? So rather, that's the Sforah to say, when the Pasuk says to Mimochros HaShabbos, it does not mean Shabbos, but rather it means Yom Tov. So it means to say Mimochros HaYom Tov means to say the first day after Chag HaPesach, the second day of Pesach, that's the Minchas Omer. For Yoit, secondly, Nemr Shabbos Lamata v'Nemr Shabbos Lamala. It's a Shabbos by Shavuos and it's a Shabbos by Pesach Omer. Mal halan regel tchilas regel, Shavuos is the beginning of the regel, is afkan regel tchilas regel, here also means you start counting from the beginning of Pesach, meaning the second day of Pesach. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Aimer, Kosav Echrem, one pasuk says, Sheshesh yomim teyocho matzos, you should eat matzah for 6 days. For Kosav Echrem, one pasuk says, Shivas yomim matzos teyocho, you should eat matzah for 7 days. Okay, so how do you have the two? So matzah shiat yochl yochlo shiva min hachodesh at yochl yochlo shisha min hachodesh. In other words, sometimes you can have chodesh, you don't have the old crop, you only have the new year's crop. So when is it mutar to eat it? Only from the second day of Pesach. That's when the yom is brought. So that year you can only eat matzah for 6 days, not for 7 days. So that's a raya that when does this? When is Sefira Soima? When is the mincha soima brought? On the second day of Pesach. So for sure you could always eat matzah at least for 6 days. Miyoyim havi, and the Pasuk says, Miyoyim havi yechem tisbru, that the day you bring it, you start counting. Yochel, I would have thought to say, yiktsor v'yovi, you should cut it down on the second day of Pesach and bring it. But v'yayim mitzayish yirtza yisper, whenever you want, you start counting even later. Talmudim, and the Pasuk says, meyhochel chermesh v'akoma tochel lisper. That means start counting it as soon as you start cutting it down. The same time you cut it down, that's when you're supposed to start counting the Sefira Soima. Rashi says, Tamloy Mamehochel Chermish means Mashma Liacha Ktsira. After you cut down the Yomer, you cut down the barley, the Kaidim Havor, before you bring it the next day, is Tochel Isra. That's when you start counting like we do. We start counting the Sphere of Yomer, the night of the second day of Pesach. So Marius is from this Pasik, I Mehochel Chermish, Tochel Lispor, from this Pasik, Yochlai was thought to say, Yiktsov Yispor, and Echnami, you should cut it down in the beginning of the night. But you're supposed to start counting then. But the aim is say, Shiyir Tziyovim, whenever you want, you can be makkav them in Chesayna. Tam Lem, the Pasik says, no, Miyayim Havayachem, that you have to bring it that day. Rashi says, Demash Malay Huchshul Svir Ela Mishagiyah Yayim Havor, that day you have to bring it. That's the day you can start counting Svir Chesayna, because that's the day you could bring it. So Mashma, the Minchas Hayim itself has to be brought on the second day of Pesach. Now, if in this Pasuk, Yochlai would have thought to say, Yiksar, true, you should cut it down, the Yispor, you start counting, V'yava B'yayim, you should do everything B'yayim. Rashi says, maybe all three of them have to be done first by daytime. You have to wait till the day of Tes Zayin B'Nisin, and then make the Ksira, then make the Svira, then make the Avor. So where it says, no, Tam Loim, the Pasuk says, Sheva Shabosai Tamimas Tiyenu, that you have to count 7 weeks of Svira. Is Amos Sai Atamoitzi Sheva Shabosai Tamimais? How are you going to have Tamimais? How are you going to have 7 full weeks? Bizman Sha Tomaschel Limnais Miberev. When you start counting Miberev, you have to start counting at the beginning of the night. That's called Tamimais. It's called you counted a full 49 days. If so, Yochlai would have thought to say maybe Yiktzor V'yovi V'yispa V'layla. If so, do all three at night. The night of Tes Zayin B'Nisan, Moitzoi Yontev, Moitzoi Pesach, right then make the Ktsira, make the Svira, and maybe bring the Korban also, bring the Minchadan also. Talmud Leima, this now the Pasuk says, Miyoyim HaViyachem. It has to be done by daytime. There's a day to bring it. If so, okay, so how do you have all these halachas? Okay, so how does it all come out? That sounds like this. Ktsira Usvira Balaylo. You have to cut the barley down and you have to count the Svira same at night time right away. But we have all the yom, when do you actually bring the mincha? That's for us the next day. Now, Omar Rav says, Kulis Lupircha, all the drushes we had before, how to learn out clearly, not like the Baisusim, to tell us that you start counting Svira Saima from the second day of Pesach and not from Sunday, all the rise you had before really clears questions on. Bar Mitati Tanoi Basraisa, excluding only the last two Tanoim, on those Pshatim, there's no questions. Rashi says, and that's the Viyoid, the Reb Yosi, and the Reb Shimon ben Elazar. He explains why. Was brought down the first Brisa and the second Brisa. On those two, the last Lo Pircha. There's no Pirchas. But all the rest of them, there's Pirchas. Why? Maybe it means like Abaye the Psukim. The Amr Abaye says, the apostle says, Sheva Shabbosai. How do you have this right to say that? It doesn't always start at the beginning of the week. It starts sometimes in the middle of the week. So where says, no, who says that's the Pshat? It could be like Abaye holds, like we do Lamaisa. And when we count the Svira, there's a mitzvah to count both. There's a mitzvah to count every single day. And when you finish a week, you have to say, this is a week. And the second week, you still count also the day and then how many weeks it are. So the mitzvah count both the days and the weeks. That's why the Pasuk says, Tisro Chamishim Yoim and Sheva Shabbosah. Now, even the Reb Lezer from Yeshua, Mimai, who told you the Biyom Tov Rishon Koy, says going on the first day of Pesach, Duma Biyom Tov Achron Koy, maybe it's going on the last day of Pesach. So there are two Yom Tovim of Pesach, the first day and the seventh day. So maybe it's going on the seventh day. You have the Raya, Sphere Sam has to be the second day of Pesach. Now, the Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Yudah, and Mesera, less Lopircha. On them there's no kashis. Because even with Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, have I mean, I would have thought to say, Doma Chamishan Labar Mehanishisho. Maybe that's what the Pasuk always says 50. Are you risking sometimes it's 56? So Pasuk means 50. Excluding those six, and the Pasuk only means 50, whenever you start counting the Yomer. Not from the beginning of Pesach, but from whenever you start counting Labar from those Shisha, excluding those 6 days, so that wouldn't be good proof. And even Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Mimai de biyom tov rishon goy. Again, who's talking about the first day of Pesach? Dilma meiv biyom tov achron goy. We're going to the last day of Pesach. So again, there's no proof. We have Yosi Nami chazan lepirch. Yosi also has to throw a question on what he said. I know, therefore the Kama, therefore he said v'yoid, therefore he said a second shot. So it says nemer Shabbos lamata, nemer Shabbos lamala. That was the drasha, means that chilas for regal. Goof, what we said before, Omer Abaye, Abaye says, mitzvah l'mimni yoymei, or mitzvah l'mimni shavuah. There's a mitzvah to count both by sphere, same like we do, we count the day.
No.
But the Mor says though, but Rabbonin de Rabashi, the Rabbonin de Rabashi also, mani yoymei mani shavuah, they also used to count the days and count the weeks. But Ameimar mani yoymei v'lemani shavuah. Ameimar only counted the days and did not count the weeks. Omer said like this, Zeichel Mikdashu. That the week counts for your assignment today is only Midi Rabbanan. It's only a Zeichel for the way it used to be done in the base of Mikdash. Does he hold it's only when you actually bring the Korban Oimah, that's when you have to count. But today he holds it's only Midi Rabbanan, therefore you only have to count the day and not the week. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side.